What's it going to be like? It says in John 14:2, and I'll read that verse. In my Father's house are many rooms. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that where I am, you may be also. All we need to believe is what Jesus taught us. This world is not our home. Our home is in heaven. Life on earth is camping. Heaven is a permanent place. Hebrews 11:10. He, that's talking about the patriarchs, waited for the city that had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. You see, heaven is a permanent place. When people portray heaven, they always talk about heaven as something that they can't quite understand. Well, think of it as the perfect home created by the Father who loves you most, who designed exactly what he knows, because he's the one that designed us down to our DNA. He knows will delight us, and that's our Father's house, but it's permanent. This idea that there will be no more night, there will be no, look what it says in verse 5 of chapter 22. It says, there will be no more night, there will be no need of the light of the lamp or light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign with him forever and ever. So what's it like to enter heaven? Well, Jesus tells us something. Luke 23:43 is probably one of the best trips to heaven anybody ever had. Jesus is hanging on the cross, taking each breath in a labored way, dying with the weight of the sin of the world on him. And while that's happening, he's talking with what little oxygen he has and strength to the thief. And as he talks to him, that thief realizes who he's talking to, realizes his sinfulness, cries out for salvation to the Lord. And look what Jesus says in verse 43 of Luke 23. And Jesus said to him, today you'll be with me in paradise. If the Lord tarries, each of us are going to have to cross through the valley of the shadow of death. But when we do, Jesus said, I will be with you. I've done so many bedsides with dying saints and their families gathered around and everybody's struggling to understand. And I always tell them when their beloved one breathes their last and begin to the color drain out of them, I say, do you know we know for sure where Jesus was just now in the whole universe? Do you know what? He came. Because it says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, Psalm 23, I'll fear no evil, for thou, the good shepherd, are with me. Jesus comes. He has an appointment to take each one of us home. What will heaven not be like? Look at verse 27 of chapter 21 of Revelation. But there shall by no means enter it anything that defiles, but only those who are written in the Lamb's book of life. What will be in heaven? Fellowship, visible face-to-face communion with Christ, because we will see his face, Revelation 22:4 says, and his name shall be on our foreheads. That's what we long for. It says in 1 Corinthians 13:12, now we see dimly in a mirror. We're reading, we're trying to understand, but then we'll see him face-to-face. That's what heaven's like. That's what we're waiting for. Seeing him face to face and becoming like him. Heaven will fulfill us forever. It says in the very last phrase of Psalm 23, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, my Father's house.